And then before that was Heart by Intrinsical.
Yes. We want to actually talk back to the turntables here.
I'd like to clarify something. We just saw that there is a sign within this very room that says the turntable is not a toy.
And it's all capitals, too.
All
so
capitals.
I think that was for us.
With multiple different numbers, reading off why it's not a toy and what specifically not to do with it. So I'm going to take it back and retract my previous statement that I want to do a turntablism show. Because you know what?
Yeah, we...
I don't want to ruin the beautiful, pristine records here, and yeah, that's
good choice. Yeah,
I feel like that's a responsible decision to make here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more about the show. It is 6:30 p.m. right now, and we're broadcasting from. Just got to remind you of the time. We're broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, and I have actually no idea how I'm going to get off this mountain because of this. So-called icy rain, snow.
Snowstorm forecasted tonight. We are going to become your weather predictors here. 20 centimeters, I've
20
heard,
centimeters?
Of snow.
Oh, really?
Tonight.
Oh, man. I don't even... I don't have any snow tires. So, the last time...
slipping and sliding
I'm
going to
be sliding.
Mountain.
I was just telling Stella, actually, when I had to get out the parking lot a few days ago, I couldn't brake, I could brake, but my tires were locked in, so I was sliding sideways onto the main road, and I was freaking out, absolutely freaking out. But yeah, other than that...
You're drifting, though.
No, I was drifting. I was drifting down.
Yeah, sick. If I saw that, I'd be like,
I was screaming in
drifting.
The car, but I was screaming up on top of my lungs, but...
How long was the drift?
I'd say, 10 seconds. Drifting and drifting and drifting.
I've seen a video of that, too, in Vancouver. The woman just hops out of her car and her car slides down the hill.
No,
that could be
crazy.
You tonight.
Yeah, there's that one in, the one in Surrey, I believe. I think it was last year. And then all these cars, they kept sliding onto the road. And then they just piled up onto each other, one by one.
Yeah,
and it was not very good.
It's not good. So I hope everyone is careful driving home if you're driving back from work right now or from school. Or if you made it back home safe, thank God.
Yeah, this
is good.
But I think that's our little weather update. And I think we're going to go back to the music now. So our next song is Me and Jane Doe. And it's by Charlotte Gainsborough, hopefully.
Maybe?
Gainsborough? Yeah. Oh, yeah, Gainsborough. Okay, my bad.
Close, though.
My bad. Okay. We're going to set this up, but hope you enjoy.
To the sea.
Okay, we're back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. I'm your co-host, Corey.
And I'm Stella, and you were just listening to Good Lies by Overmono. And before that, Tail Whip Revisited by Men I Trust.
Yes, that's one of my favorite songs, actually, Tail Whip Revisited. I love Men I Trust so much. I saw
the Tail Whip Normal
version. You know what?
Okay, sorry,
I like it. They revisited it. They made it better. New okay. and better, so.
Revamped.
Maybe. Revamped. And I don't think there's no vocals in the Revisited, so it's more of an, it's just an instrumental, but I think this is one of the only songs where I like it more without her singing, even though she's very good. But
No disrespect.
But what were we going to talk about?
Okay, yeah. So I'm sure a lot of you curious listeners out there are pondering, how did these two co-hosts meet each other? And we want to tell that story, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're going to hear it, and maybe you'll be happy, because it is a success story.
Success story. Not the most interesting,
but
just wholesome.
It is a success story against the commuter culture of SFU.
Yeah.
So it's a rare thing, it seems, to have happened.
Yeah.
But okay. Yes,
let me think back.
Let's set the stage.
First year psychology.
G. 300 people in our lecture.
I think you were sitting down in the back area, and did I come in late? I think I came.
I feel like our stories are
I don't know. I don't think we're going to match up.
I know. I sat next to you.
I thought, oh, okay,
I'm
never
pretty
mind.
Sure
I just have bad memory.
Yeah, I saw this girl. I was like, okay, she looks cool. I'm going to try to talk to somebody today. This is my goal, where I just go to school and not talk the whole day. And I was like, what does my voice even sound like anymore? You know? So I was like, okay, this is an opportunity. I saw you looking at the quiz questions,
really?
I remember.
Yes!
And I was like, okay,
yes,
I can strike something up now.
What did you say? You said, this quiz is hard? No.
I said something like, are these questions making sense to you or something?
And I was surprised. I'm like, no one talks to me either. So I'm like, oh my gosh, a person? Like, on SFU talking?
Contact.
So,
crazy.
Yeah, we got along pretty well straight away.
Yeah, decently well.
Yeah, we got through the psychology class, and then I think we just continued to be, like, what did we do? We did a walk. We went for a walk.
Hey, now we're doing the whole history.
Yeah, we're doing the whole history.
We're going to keep a little up to, little mystery stuff.
Yeah, little mystery.
But, like,
there was a walk.
There was a walk. We can tease that a little.
Yeah.
But moral of the story is, if you go to SFU, have trouble making friends, as everyone here does.
It's very hard.
I would say, just talk about how hard the quiz is. Because nobody's doing, like, nobody's thriving, you know, in class. Like, you need to bond over something terrible.
Unless you sat in the front seat, and then those people are probably getting A pluses.
Yeah,
so
don't ask
about their quiz.
Don't sit in the front seat. The front seats, or talk to people in the front seats, you know?
You know, my tactic is always to sit by the side edges, so then when when people come in late, they have to sit beside me, and then I'm like,
good tactic.
Well, I'm also a lefty, so I have to sit on the side. Other than that, they pushed us lefties onto the side edges,
Have you ever had to ask somebody to, like, get up for you?
No, I use the right-hand desk, but it's just uncomfortable, but I usually get the side edges. So then I can also make a quick escape when I have to leave class. So, back to the history. Where are we going?
This is how we got to the radio. We just thought you guys should know a little more about us in general, other than our names.
Yeah.
Corey and Stella, just to remind you.
Yes.
And, there's our history.
Yeah, our history.
It's been probably only a year, though.
Yeah, only about a year.
We haven't. Year.
Yeah, it's been pretty strong.
Friendship.
Yeah, good friendship. Like, I grew up in Coquitlam, you were...
And I'm from East Van.
East Van, so there's no paths connecting.
Like a long distance
friendship,
it feels like.
But
we meet here, and it's like, she's going down.
I'm going the other way. Wait. No.
Where are you going?
Wait, never. I'm going east.
Whoa.
I know.
I'm also going east.
No, wait.
I'm going.
No, I'm going west. Never eat shredded wheat. West.
I'm going west.
Yeah, I have
which
to.
Which is counterintuitive, considering East Vancouver.
Oh, actually, true.
Or maybe something's deeply wrong with our geography.
Yeah, maybe I gotta check back on my never eat shredded wheat. I don't
think.
Maybe that's not
never
entirely.
Never wear shredded
Which one do you do?
I do Never Eat.
Never Eat Shredded Wheat. Yeah, I have no idea where I got that from either. But
that's an elementary school kind of thing, I'd say.
Yeah, still using it. I still count to my fingers as well. Like,
yeah, definitely.
Definitely still counting my fingers. Using every trick in the book that I can.
Yeah, just to make life a little easier.
A little easier.
Know? It's hard enough.
Yeah, life's a little hard, but
we don't need to get into that.
I'm pretty.
Sweet, innocent story of success in SFU.
Yeah.
Commuting culture. And if you go to SFU or not, if you don't go to SFU, it's a little, you know, that was a little insight into the
But outside,
world.
Outside of SFU as well, it's hard to make friends.
That's
like in the workplace. It's just, it's difficult. It's so difficult.
It might be a Vancouver thing as well. I've heard from people who come here that Vancouver is a very difficult place to make friends.
Yeah, it's antisocial, I feel.
But then if everyone's thinking the same thing, like everyone's thinking, oh my God, I don't have any friends. I don't want to talk to anyone. I'm too scared. But everyone you talk to is pretty nice, I think.
No, it is. I feel like, yeah, there's like a friendly vibe going on. It's a little distancy,
but I might be pushing it.
In Coquitlam.
Okay. Coquitlam, they're getting further from the source, I'd say.
From the source.
Tendencies.
Yeah, but yeah, moral of the story, talk to your neighbors.
I know. It's so much easier said than done.
Yeah,
but for real, it does pay off.
I know. I think whenever I talk to someone new, my heart's like pounding.
Yeah.
It's like boom, 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 boom.
I'm sweating.
Yeah, I'm sweating.
There's like, I don't know what to say next.
I know.
It's kind of like right now, I would say. It's very similar.
Yeah, right
feeling.
Now. Yeah, we're a little freaked out too. But okay.
Anyways. We are going to be playing.
Yeah, let's get back to the music again.
So music for you.
Enough about us.
It is Canadian. It is female. It is Katie Tupper.
And it is All of Me.
Yeah.
So we hope you enjoy.
Thighs press up close when we talk. Two chairs was too far. You gotta go downtown. So we meet up and go dancing. Partners, we hold in our tongue. Making it easy. Go slow, can't cross no boundaries. Do the feel good, keep you alive. So good at music. I know they drive us crazy. Pull up in my rental. I'm in town and it's hectic. No time for breathing in the schedule. I only have a couple.
Mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
I could go down, keep it rising.
You could go down, keep it rising. I could go down, keep it rising. I said you could go down, keep it rising. I could go down, keep it rising. You should go down, keep it rising. I could go down, 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 keep it rising. You should go down, keep it rising. I could go down, keep it rising. You should go down, keep it rising. I could go down, 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 rising. I could go down, keep it riding. You should go down, keep it riding. We could go down, keep it riding. She said, boy, don't say my number. Driving 100 miles an hour. She put her intentions on my tongue. I taste it.
Okay, that. Welcome back, everyone, to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Stella, and this is Corey.
Hello.
Yeah, that's Corey.
I'm on technical duty right now.
Yeah, sorry, she's busy. anyways, that was Keep It Rising by Super Shy, and before that was All of Me by Katie Tupper. And then the final song to end you guys off this hour of our first open mic is Daft Punk, Get Lucky, featuring Pharrell Williams and Nile Rodgers. I don't know who that is, but we're going. Thank you, guys. Enjoy.
Like the legend of the Phoenix, ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
Get lucky. present has no ribbon. Your gift keeps on giving. What is this I'm feeling? If you wanna leave, I'm with it.
You're listening to CJ.